It on Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Baby Zionov, and today I'll be discussing tracks from my new EP. It's called And You Are the Bitch.
It's time for Baby Zionov.
Baby Zionov.
And you are the bitch. I love that title. I love this whole EP.
Thank you.
It's amazing, and you should be really proud of it. Can you tell me why you went with that title?
It came from, I think, when it was first Britney Spears had It's Britney Bitch, Madonna had Bitch I'm Madonna, and then we were just like, my name is Baby Zionov, and you are the bitch. We just wanted the most awkward, long-winded way of saying it, of insulting someone. And so the full album title, do you want me to read out the full album title?
Yeah, sure.
The full album title, it doesn't fit on streaming services. It's My Name is Baby Zionov, and I've been researching arcane magic of the ancient times, and something very interesting that I discovered was a spell of divination that could finally uncover who is the bitch, laying to rest a centuries-old debate that has befuddled many of history's greatest minds. So in light of this, I decided to try it for myself. And lo and behold, the incantations of centuries past have unearthed an incredibly important discovery. I am not the bitch, and you are the bitch.
Oh my God. That is a very long title. I'm surprised it wouldn't have didn't fit on streaming services. The first track that we're talking about is the second track on the EP, Butter Oom, or the full title, Butter Oom, a Butter Oom.
Don't overthink it. It's just a Butter Oom. There's no real, you know, it's just scatting sounds.
You said it very smoothly. Can you tell me a bit about that track?
Most of the EP was started and finished during lockdown, but this track has kind of had a longer history. It started off as a remix that I used to play in my live shows off a song from Yoshi, like a Nintendo 64 Yoshi game. It's this really, really annoying, like, Yoshi voices, it gets stuck in my head a lot. And I turned it into this dance beat. And during lockdown, I was just kind of revisiting old projects, old files. I decided basically, let's see if I can make this into like a real pop song, and like a real tender pop song. I don't really write lyrics. I'm not good at them. I don't like being vulnerable. To come up with the melody, I just started scatting, you know, to a melody. So just ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-dum-ba-dum. Like, once I had something I was happy with, I sent it to my friend Amelia, who makes music under the name I'm Amelia. I was just like, can you make this into like a workable pop lyric? Yeah, she came out with this really, really nice, like, very tender little love song.
Oh,
So the next track is Clubbing in a Time of Cholera, brackets, a musical tribute to a bygone time in which people sometimes had parties to go to, although sometimes they didn't. This track was, yeah, one of the, I think maybe the first one I started during lockdown. The track is just basically just the one phrase, we've got a party to go to tonight, repeated like 1,000 times. That phrase has been in my head for a long time. I think it's just a really catchy phrase. It's got a, it got kind of an awkward rhythm to it that I think makes it stick. It's somewhere in between speaking and rapping, and I find that kind of in-between space really, really fun. The more I worked on it, the more kind of darkly ironic the concept of a track, you know, during lockdown. Yeah, we have a party to go to tonight. Like, everything was getting canceled in front of us, and we had no idea how long we were going to get stuck there. So yeah, I think it's kind of an apropos track for the moment.
Put on your dancing shoes, bitch. Because we've got a party to go to tonight.
So the third track I'm talking about is Sudoku Class, featuring my friend Chansey on vocals. Chansey is the musical moniker of my friend Saoirse. She's, we've actually never met in person, but she's an internet friend. We've spoken every day for like 7 years. I just made basically just a really fun, like little old school jungle beat. And then I sent it to her and she basically just started singing whatever came to mind. And what came to mind was this weird thing about like being a human lizard who gets blamed for everything that goes wrong. Like kind of a weird allegorical like migrant story. It has kind of a Beatles-y melody, like, and in the middle, I do these like, she's a human lizard, like, which I was listening to Abbey Road a lot, like by the Beatles. I don't know, the reference points that come into this album are not the ones other people hear, but to me this is like a psychedelic rock song with jungle breakbeats. I Am Your Pussy is a, speaking of psychedelic rock, a cover of a 1973 track by the band Gong, who are a kind of jazz, space rock, experimental rock band that my dad got me into. The lyrics are exactly the same, and it's amazing how much they sound like, basically like gay SoundCloud rap from now. Like this, I am your pussy, like you can be a cat too. Like meow, like this really sexual meow. And I was talking to my friend, and I was like, I bet I could make this into like a PC music, kind of heavy, bubblegummy, noisy, deconstructed club kind of moment. So I did. Yeah. So the last track is Sick to the Sickening. This track is called Sick to the Sickening because it's kind of a self-cover of a track I made like 5 years ago called Sick that I wrote with my friend Grace. I don't really like the original was like, I wasn't a good producer yet. I was still barely figuring out how to make it, but I did think the song was nice. I did, until it was done, I didn't think about that it might be a bit insensitive to make a song, you know, about love sickness during a pandemic. But then I got really sick pretty much the day I finished the EP with a sinus infection. So I think I got the punishment I deserved.
So soon.
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.